Hello, I'm Georgina Ferry and I'm a science writer. I write books using a computer. I also use a computer to talk to my friends, to shop and to surf the net, and I'm sure you do too. When electronic computers were first invented, no one had any idea that they could be so versatile. Until Leo came along, the first ever business computer. The first company in the world to see that computers could do much more than solve mathematical equations or crack codes wasn't in the computer business at all. It was J. Lyons & Co., which ran cosy cafes in all Britain's high streets and sold tea and cakes and ice cream to its corner grocery shops. After the Second World War, Lyons decided to automate as much of its office work as possible. As you couldn't buy a computer in the late 1940s, Lyons built its own and called it the Lyons Electronic Office, or LEO for short. The machine itself wasn't particularly remarkable. What was remarkable was what Lyons did with it. Valuing the goods in its bakeries, calculating the pay and printing the payslips of all its staff, up-to-the-minute ordering for the tea shops, even blending the tea. The LEO team wrote programs that turned the computer from a calculating device into an essential management tool. It could also play Waltzing Matilda, but that's another story. It was also kept busy all night moonlighting for other customers. So Lyons set up a subsidiary, LEO Computers Limited, and built several dozen more for sale by the mid-1960s. LEOs did huge jobs of national importance, like calculating tax rates or producing telephone bills. Not bad for a machine that started life running tea shops. All this was created by a tiny team of visionaries, convinced that computers were the future. LEO itself didn't survive, but they were right. So use your computer right now to vote for LEO, a great British innovation that showed the way.
Find out more about great British innovations, including two by me, by visiting www.topbritishinnovations.org.